Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today I get to interview a good friend, Christy Wright. I am so excited. Christy's been on the show previously, but we're bringing her back because she has a brand new book out, which could not be more perfect timing. It's called Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance. Now, this is going to be out September 14th. So whenever you're listening, make sure to go and grab a copy. She talks about the main reasons why we feel out of balance and how to really just look at those and decide what makes the most sense moving forward. This is a great time of year to be listening to this episode because we're starting to go, okay, we're wrapping up 2021. Are we on track for our goals? What do we maybe need to cut out? What should we be doing? Did we set the wrong goals? How do we reset? How do we really finish the year strong? I think this is going to be a great episode. This is not your productivity book of how to get more done in less time. This is truly tools to help you assess what matters most, prioritize what matters, and get your time back and your life back. So let's just jump right in. Christy just gives so much gold in here. Get your pen and paper out and get ready to rewrite your calendar. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Christy Wright, welcome back to Foot Traffic. So happy to have you.
Oh, Stacey, I love you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, so fun. So another book. Oh my goodness. Tell us about this book and what inspired you. What made you feel called to write it? I want to hear all the details.
Well, you know, it's funny. My first book, Business Boutique, came out in 2017, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That was 5 years ago. And I've had a planner and devotional since then. But I mean, it's been 5 years since I've written a real book. But you will totally relate to this, Stacey. So in 10 years of coaching women in businesses, the number one question I'm asked is not a business question. It's this question. How do I balance it all? How do I balance all the things? How do I balance having a family and pursuing my business? And many, you know, women that have a full-time career that have a side gig going on. And so the fact that this was such a pain point for my audience naturally made me pay attention to this topic even before I had kids myself. And it's certainly not just a problem parents experience. We all do in all different stages of life. But once I started having kids and had 3 kids in 5 years, man, I felt that strain like never before. And I got it in a new way. When you have these two loves, this love of your work that you do and the love of your family, obviously. And when those compete and when you have to be in multiple places, you know, feel like you have to be in multiple places and you can't be, it made me want to shine a light on a topic that I think right now can feel hopeless. It can feel like balance isn't possible and I'm always failing and I don't know what the right thing is. I want to do the right thing, but I don't know what that is. No matter what I do, I'm sure it's the wrong thing. And even when you ask people about this word balance, we don't even know what we mean by that. A lot of times we don't know what balance is. We're just sure we don't have it. And so the fact that it was such a highly asked question I experienced in my own life, and man, it felt like kind of a hopeless space. I was like, I want to go into this space and reclaim it, redefine it, and shine some light on it. And so that's really the heart behind this new book, Take Back Your Time.
I love it. And shining a light on it is so important because we can make it look really easy and really balanced and not even on purpose that we're trying to lie or not have people see the real, what it really takes to run a business, run your family simultaneously. So how do you try to share with your audience besides writing this incredible book, but how do you try to show this on social? How do you show moms, parents, you know, that they can do this and they're like that shame might creep in, but how do you deal with that?
Well, I think there's this balance actually of being vulnerable on social media and not just airing your dirty laundry just for the sake of being relatable. And I think there's a difference. And so one of the things that I try to be intentional about is I try to be intentional about sharing the struggle to the level that I'm comfortable with. So even like a week ago, I shared a post And it's this beautiful newborn photo of me and my first son, Carter, of me holding him. And you'd look at that photo and be like, oh, that's just this perfect newborn photo. But the story I share in the caption is one of just struggle, of how hard it was when we had him and how discouraged I was and so on. And so when you can show the struggle, I think that it helps people know they're not alone in their struggle. Because if we're not careful, they do feel alone. And then the natural result is, well, something's wrong with me. I'm not something enough. I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not a good enough mom. I'm not business-minded. I'm not cut out for business. See, I knew I should have never done this. And it reinforces their fears in their head. And those fears are not true. So there can be something very empowering of going, yeah, I struggled and still I showed up. Yeah, it was hard and still I got through it. Yeah, that season almost broke me, but it didn't. And here's what I learned from it. And so sharing the struggle behind the beautiful photos, behind the successes, and that's not my idea. I mean, Brené Brown made vulnerability a thing years ago, but I think that that can be really empowering and encouraging that if you're experiencing struggle, it's not the end of the story and there's not something wrong with you. So that's the first piece of it. The second one, and I think this is huge, Stacey, and I'm a big proponent of it, even though I'm sure I make some people uncomfortable. I talk about the help that I have openly. Freely. I do not want to hide that, even for the fear of people thinking I'm bougie, even for the fear of people thinking that I'm some whatever they think of me, whatever they think that represents to have a nanny, whatever they think that represents, to have that help. I would rather face the fear of people maybe thinking that about me and getting me wrong, by the way, than not talk about that. And people have the impression I do it all myself. Because if people have the impression that I do it all myself and then they don't, then they feel like, well, gosh, she can do it. Why can't I? You know, there's something wrong with me. And so I want to be open like, hey, I have a super supportive spouse. Everyone doesn't. I have a mom that lives 3 miles down the road. Everyone doesn't. I have a full-time nanny. Everyone doesn't. And so I think that there's something very, I hope, empowering in that and going like, hey, if you don't have family in town, if you don't have childcare, then lower the bar of the expectations you have of yourself. Yeah. And oh, by the way, I want to set you free to find help in creative ways. You can barter date nights with friends. You can, churches a lot of times will have mom's night out. There's still ways for you to get help. But I think that there's such a stigma around this topic, especially with women. Let me give you one quick example, Stacey. I was going to be doing a television interview years ago, and we were talking with the producer leading up to the segment. And it was about time management. Clearly, this is something I've loved to talk about for a long time. And she talked about tactical things we do to manage our time. And I said, we have a shared calendar. And so it's this app that we use between my husband, our nanny, and myself of who's taking whom, where, what therapy, what school. My kids are in different schools. All the, air traffic control that is our household most of the time. And she said, well, who all has access? I said, my husband, myself, and our nanny. And she said, oh, okay. She goes, well, can we just call her a babysitter? And I said, why? And she said, well, because a nanny can just seem really elite. Can we call her a babysitter? And I said, no. A babysitter is a 16-year-old that watches your kids on Friday night for a movie. She's a professional, full-time nanny. And I'm not going to undermine the dignity of her role to make a few judgmental people more comfortable. No, she's a nanny. And I know that sounds like I'm an Enneagram 8. Stacey, if you're into the Enneagram. So like conflict, like challenge accepted, bring it on. I don't want to make people mad, but I do want to, again, bring light into this space and call out what is so, and mom, stop shaming each other for having help. Cause gosh, we all need help regardless of what that looks like for you. We all need help. And it's not weakness to ask for it. It's wisdom.
No, I love that so much. And I think too, we're comparing from generations past, right?
Yes.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom. My grandmother was a stay-at-home mom. So we saw what they were doing and oh my goodness, it was so much work. But now on top of that, some of us are working full-time. Right. We own our own businesses. We're the breadwinners. We may be the sole income earner. And you think you're going to be able to do all the things that your mom or grandma did as a sole stay-at-home, right? I mean, that's just, it's crazy the responsibility we think we should have on our plate when you don't need to carry that. So I love when you share that information because it makes people think, okay, wow, I didn't even know I could be looking into a full-time nanny or somebody to help clean my house or help with laundry, or there are so many things out there to be able to do. So I love that you're getting creative and sharing this information.
Well, we have to get over our ideas about these things because true story, Stacey, it is more affordable for us. It is more economical and less money to have a full-time nanny than three kids in daycare. It is. When you run the numbers, it is. And so, but we have this idea in our head about a nanny. We have this idea in our head about what this or that represents. And I'll be honest, if for the women that are in our generation, especially that are mothers that are wrestling with this, of my parents did it differently and I'm doing it differently, that friction is real. That peer pressure, even if unspoken, is strong and it can be uncomfortable. But the key is, and you highlighted it so well, we are doing something different than they did, and that's okay. Part of being a grown-up means finding confidence in the choices that are right for you. So it is uncomfortable for me. I'm just being so honest. It is uncomfortable for me when I'm at my house and my mother-in-law is at my house, and my mother-in-law is a wonderful woman, so supportive of me, but she was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
It is very uncomfortable for me when I watch her watching her son clean. Because I think, does she think I should be doing that?
100%.
Should I be doing that? Should I be? Is she mystified that he's changing a diaper? Should I? I feel that. And I'm pretty confident in what I do, Stacey. I teach.
Yeah.
But that peer pressure, even if unspoken, or that cultural shift is strong. But I think that's why it's that much more important for us to talk about this. And one of the keys that I talk about in my book is, hey, I'm not going to tell you what balance looks like for you. I'm not going to tell you where and how to work. I'm not going to tell you how to divide your responsibilities. What I am going to help you do is figure that out for yourself. Figure out what your version of balance looks like. And then I'm going to help you chase that, because the reality is it's different for everybody.
Christy, I love this. I love that you're just being so open and honest, because this is what changes the conversation and starts to change that normal. So love this so much. You talk about some main reasons we fall out of balance typically. Can you share a few of those so people can kind of recognize maybe they're struggling in one of those key areas?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. The whole idea behind balance, we have it a little mixed up. So we think, well, life balance is a 50-50 split between home and work. And that's not it. It's not realistic. We think, well, maybe life balance is, you know, I would have balance if I could do everything for an equal amount of time. So an hour with my kids and an hour working out, an hour, it's like, that's not even a little realistic. Mm-hmm. And so what I set out to do in this book is redefine it. And here's the thesis of the whole book. Life balance isn't doing everything for an equal amount of time. It's about doing the right things at the right time. And when you do the right things at the right time, you will feel that sense of balance you've been looking for. And the great news is it looks more like peace, even in chaos, being confident in your choices when you say yes to this thing or no to that thing, being happy with how you spend your time. So you get to decide what's right for you. So if we're going to do the right things at the right time, which is what the whole book is based on, how to walk through the five tactical steps to do that in your life, in your unique situation and season, well, we need to know what are some of the things that get in the way of that. And these are pretty obvious, but we call them out in the book. The first reason is you're doing too many things. If you're trying to cram more into 24 hours than 24 hours can hold, you're going to be exhausted and out of balance. Yeah. The second is slightly different. You're not doing enough things. I'd be willing to bet that's no one listening to this podcast. Yeah. Maybe
probably not.
Yeah. But maybe someone that's just retired or empty nester, and they've got all this margin. They're like, I don't know. I feel kind of bored and out of balance. Well, we need.
And I will say in my circle, what could happen is they delegate, they start to build more systems and more processes. Yes. And all of a sudden it's like, oh shoot, I worked my way out of this business and I'm a worker and I like to work and they don't need me. So I do think some people could be experiencing that possibly.
Yes. And that's what's so great about figuring out, okay, what's right right now. Now I'm a strategist. Now I'm scaling. Now, and so it's those new seasons, which is a piece of this. So doing too many things or not enough things. Number three, doing the wrong things. If you're, for example, if you're working a full-time job that you hate while you're building up this business on the side, like you need to get that business going, or you need to get a different full-time job. You're never going to feel balanced if you spend a lot of time doing something you hate. And I hope your business isn't something you hate, but if it is, you need to rethink your business, because we're never going to feel balanced if we do things we hate.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four, not doing the right things. If you have things that are super important to you and you don't spend time on them, you're going to feel out of balance, because there's a gap between what matters to you and what you actually spend your life on. And I want to help people bridge that gap. And so as we walk through the book, it's all about doing the right things at the right time and you figuring out what that is for you. But what's so key is what's right will change based on your season. So I help people understand what's right right now. Well, what's right now in this season, Stacey, is very different than what was right in the summer, than what was right 5 years ago, than what will be right in 2 years. And often we can get stuck in this pattern, especially I think women are prone to this, where we think of priorities as a set it and forget it thing. Here's my priorities and amen. And then everything. And that's not realistic. It's not even realistic that you're going to be doing in July what you said in January. That doesn't mean you're not goal oriented. It means things change. And when things change, things need to change. So I help you actually assess your version of balance and what's right for you based on the season that you're in. Season of business, season of kids, season of health, season of family, and go, okay, with this in mind, now what's right now? Because a good thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing. It will be something that you dread, that stresses you out. I want you to help you figure out what's right now and do that. And that is what actually leads to that balance.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, a good thing, you might be in a yes season of just, I'm going to keep saying yes to these opportunities. And at some point you may wake up and dread your calendar or go, I don't have time to do this. And now this good thing just stresses you out.
Right.
And it's no longer that good of a thing anymore.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think if we don't catch ourselves in those moments, and one of the steps, so I walk through 5 tactical steps to create balance. And step 4 is protect what matters. And there's a piece of this that you want to protect your calendar and what matters and those priorities from the outside world. So all those pushy people, all those demanding people that are giving you guilt trips and here's what you should be doing and so on. Part of it is protecting it from yourself. Part of it is protecting it from you saying yes to all the things when all these things are not the right thing and helping you almost put blinders on in a way. And of course, you can always break your own rule. You set a boundary that you're going to do XYZ Sunday nights, and then something comes up, you can break your own rule, but it just helps us protect what matters from the outside world at chipping away at it and protect us from getting distracted. Because man, entrepreneurs, Stacey, we've got a million ideas a day and they are all brilliant, by the way. And we're great at ideas, but we're not great at follow through. So some of these tactical things in the book will help you focus on what matters most and follow through on that.
Yeah. So in my calendar, I have an assistant that helps me protect it. And I'm the worst person. It's not her. It's me. Right. And I'll say, oh, put Christy on this day and this time. And she's like, Stacey, you said not. I'm like, I'll just do it anyway. She's like, okay. Like, do I follow which direction? So you've got to be careful. We're the worst bosses, right? And we break our boundaries because we're in charge and we can.
Listen, Stacey, Tyler Seymour, who is my brand manager, who's behind the camera, y'all can't see right now. He can listen to this though. He literally is experiencing exactly what you're talking about. He's been walking through the halls. This was just last week. He's walking and I get caught because sometimes I'll try to like sneak things in and not tell him because I know he would be like, what are you doing? And he was walking through the halls and he ran into Justin Battles, who's on our live events team. He goes, yeah, so I heard Christy's playing soccer with us. He goes, no, she's not. No, she's not. I was like, about that. I was just thinking I could show up maybe like one day after work. I was just had some extra energy in my cleats in my car. No big deal. Like, you're exactly right.
Yes.
We are the worst. We are the worst.
Okay. I love that so much. So you have this path to balance. Can we touch? I know you just touched on one of them. Can you kind of touch on those?
Yes. Let's talk about it. So life balance is doing the right things at the right time. And so there's 5 tactical things that you can do to practice this in your life, because life balance is one of those elusive things. It's always haunting us, right? It's like this dark shadow. Like we're just feeling guilty all the time. So I like to make it tactical. If we can see it, we can do it. So here's some steps. Okay. Step 1, decide what matters. That means you're going to ask yourself what's right now. If you're going to do the right things at the right time, you need to know what the right things are for you. So I walk you through how to identify what is most important to you right now through a series of questions to discern that. Number 2.
Let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
So as we're recording this, we're wrapping up Q3 almost into Q4, which is crazy.
Yeah.
How do we know if we're scrapping goals and we're just giving up too soon and too early, or we really truly decided something else matters? Like, how do we know we're, does that make sense?
Yeah. It's a really good question. I think one of the things that I'm just kind of going off the cuff here, but one of the things I think entrepreneurs can be great at, but can also be kind of our Achilles heel, is that we're very reactive to the point that we can be addicted to adrenaline. We can be addicted to chaos and drama where we actually create it, even if things are calm. Not that I'm talking to anybody listening right now, but you know, you do this, right? We all do this. We're a little addicted to that. Like, we thrive in that, which is awesome when it's crazy. But the problem is we can react to things that we don't have to actually react to. Here's what you can do instead. Take some time to think about it. Like, just think, think about your decision. Think about that thing. So, okay, you've got a goal, you're about to wrap up and you didn't meet it. Spend some time with it. Peel away the layers. Why didn't I meet it?
Yeah.
Was it the wrong goal? Was it the wrong timing? Was it too ambitious? Did something get in the way that was actually more important? Did something get in the way that wasn't more important? I had a squirrel idea and I got distracted, or I need to get myself focused and get back after this goal. Spend some time thinking, get out of your reactive mode for a second and be more strategic, be more thoughtful, be more of a planner. And I think that will help you discern it. I think you will begin, as you circle the issue and ask a lot of why questions, I think it will become evident which one it is. But we've got to spend time. We won't know that in reaction mode. And don't decide that 11 o'clock at night when you're exhausted, that that's the time to figure out that answer, because you're exhausted. Yeah. Tired decisions are not good decisions. So give yourself some time to really come up with that answer for yourself. I think that's a great question, though.
Well, I love that answer, because we are doers. So we don't leave white space. We jam our schedules in, and thinking, being a true visionary needs time. And you're right. It needs the right time, not 11 o'clock when you should be trying to go to sleep and all of that as well. So I love that. Well,
and it needs a couple of things that entrepreneurs are so uncomfortable with. Yeah. It needs stillness, silence, and solitude. Stillness, silence, and solitude. You will have your best ideas. You will have your most accurate answers in those three things. Stillness, silence, and solitude. Those three things you're uncomfortable with. We can't do it. We fidget, we stare, we think, we just stare at the one. I mean, we can't be still.
Yeah.
And so if you can be still, be silent, be alone, and think through some of your decisions, think through your fourth quarter, think through what did you learn in this last season, even check in with yourself. How are you doing? We wake up, we pour the coffee and we run. And we never even so much as stop to check in with ourselves. Like, how am I doing? How's my mental health? How's my physical health? How's my energy? Is today a day to fill up the to-do list? Or is today a day to not fill up the to-do list and to just take my foot off the gas for half a second so that I can run tomorrow or next week or so on? So I think there's something really powerful in checking in with yourself, but you make a great point. So step one is decide what matters. Step two, we are all guilty of this. Entrepreneurs, especially so. Stop doing what doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We actually have enough time for the things that we want to do. We have enough time for the things that are important. We just spend a lot of time doing stuff that is not important, whether it's micromanaging details that you don't need to be in, getting distracted by projects that are not ROIing for your business, having fun with this new app that you got just because it might do some things. We are spending so much time on things that are not important. And so if we can cut out the stuff that is not important in business and life, by the way, you're actually going to free up so much time for those things you wrote down in step one that are important. We do have enough time for the most important things. We've got to cut out some stuff that's not important in order to do that, though. Mm-hmm. Step three, create a calendar that reflects what matters. So here's what's key with this. After you decide what matters and stop doing what doesn't matter, we often stop there. We might even think through what we want to do, but we just stop. And we all live by our calendars. Like, we will say that. I live by my calendar. I live by it. You and I were just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yet the things that are most important don't make it on the calendar. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why they don't happen. They don't happen because we did not put them on the system we've chosen to live our lives by. So if you want to read a good book, it goes on the calendar, 8 to 9 p.m., read good book. You want a date night? It goes on the calendar. If you want to work out, it goes on the calendar. If you want to plan Q4, there's a time block on the calendar for that to happen. As tactical as this is, it will drastically increase your chances of something happening if you write it down. Research shows that you're almost 50% more likely to do something if you write it down, especially if you block it on your calendar. The other thing that will do is it will help protect that time from other things cutting in the way of that thing happening. So step three, as tactical as it is, put it on the calendar. It's the way I've worded it in the book is create a calendar that reflects what matters. So all of these are real memorable.
Love it.
Decide what matters, stop doing what doesn't matter, create a calendar that reflects what matters. And then step four, we talked about it briefly, protect what matters. And that's through boundaries and saying no. And then step five, and this might be my favorite, be present for what matters. Mm. In our overconnected world, we're missing our lives. And we know it through social media, through technology, but even in any moment, even just with wandering thoughts, Because even if you create the most perfect schedule in the world, if you're not present for it, you miss it. And so I want to help people, as simple as it sounds, bring their mind back to where their body is. Be where your feet are. Wherever you are, be there. So when you're at work, be at work. When you're busting it in your business, be in your business. When you're with your kids, look them in the eye, put your phone down, and be with them in any moment. Bring your mind, redirect your thoughts as often as needed to what is happening in front of you. This is called mindfulness. It's a very simple practice of being present in the moment that you're in. And when you do this, Stacey, it's crazy. You actually feel more alive.
Yeah.
You enjoy your life more and you feel more balanced. And so this is absolutely key. So this whole thing is a path where you create your own version of balance. But what's key is balance looks different in every season. So at the end of the book, I talk about seasons, and this is a path that I want you to follow in any new season. So you've had little kids at home. Your youngest is now off to kindergarten. Go back to step one. Okay. Decide what matters in this new season. You're in a crazy season with your business. You're getting a new project and a new product out to market. Hey, step one, what matters? Decide what matters. You go through the path in any new season. And then in any new season, you will always be doing the right things at the right time and living out your version of balance.
So good. So as we wrap up, what is their next step? Besides, of course, go grab this book and consume it and start putting it into play. But like, what is their first step to really maybe assessing, like you said, wherever they are right now in their season, where do they go from here?
So the one question you can ask yourself, if I was going to boil this whole book down to one question that you can do today, and you can do every day by that, but for this matter, you can do it in every season. The time frames I break down are season, week, and day. So at the beginning of a season, ask yourself this question. At the beginning of a week, ask yourself this question, and each day even, it takes 30 seconds. What's right now? What's right right now? Not what is good. What are my friends doing? What am I distracted? What sounds fun? Yeah. What's right? As in what's important. So when someone comes barging in your office and they've got this urgent fire, ask yourself, okay, what's right now? Is it the thing I'm currently working on, or is it this fire? It's going to help you constantly get in a rhythm of assessing what's right now. And when you need to adapt, in your week, in your day, in your season, you can adapt instead of holding your feet to the fire for what was important 5 minutes or 5 years ago. But it also is going to help you focus on what is most important. And then you are doing the right things at the right time. So just that one simple question, you can ask it anytime, any season, any week, any day, multiple times a day. What's right now? Do that and watch how that helps you feel more balanced.
So good. And I love the title of this book, Take Back Your Time. We have to remember it is our time and take it back. It was yours to begin with. And maybe we've allocated it in different places and it's time to just refresh and reset. So what perfect timing for a book like this to come out. Christy, where can they go find it and find you online?
Yes, ChristyWright.com/balance. And then of course it's available wherever books are sold.
Amazing. Christy, thanks so much for being here. As always, so much fun hanging out with you.
Stacey, you're awesome. Thanks for being a light in this space. I'm so glad we're friends. Thanks for having me.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic. And you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up and let's get you more visible.